Good morning. It is good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And we open our Bible and read Psalms 100. Psalms 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and now not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his great gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth all generations. Amen.
Amen.
Let us now give thanks unto the Lord our Maker for all his goodness and blessings we receive from him. Our gracious and heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you for your loving kindness, your faithfulness, and the provision you bestow upon us. We thank you, Jesus, for you died on the cross for our sins and resurrected from the dead on the third day to give us eternal life. Thank you for everlasting love that you love with us. We thank you today with gratitude for all the blessing you've been given to us, to our family, to your people, and to your church. We thank you for the trials and the problems that you are solving to us.
Yes.
Thank you for the deliverance and strength that comes from you. We thank you for the miracles and wonders that you did, for the good health, healing, strength, and answered prayers. We magnify your name and we exalt your name in our needs, in Lord Jesus. Let us now confess our sins to God. We confess our sins, renounce them. The Lord God says in his word, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and purify us from all our unrighteousness. Lord, forgive us our sins, cleanse us from all unrighteousness, stubbornness, the wrong decision, pride, anger, hatred, wrong emotions, and selfishness. Cleanse us, Lord, from the bad effects of our sins. Lord, we commit our lives unto you. Help us to be obedient to your word, to love one another, and to do the will of yours in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests. Heavenly Father, our all-knowing God, you see our needs before we ask. Lord, we pray to help us to put your kingdom first in our lives and honor you, and graciously grant our requests and petitions in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our families. Pray for your husband, pray for your wife, pray for your children, pray for your siblings, pray for your parents. Lord, we pray to protect and shield every family from the work of the devil. Guide and keep every family safe and provide their needs. We pray for every husband. Give them wisdom and knowledge how to implement your good plan and your will to their families. Shield them from any evil to guide them. Lord, we pray for every wife. Bless them. Help them to live submissive to your word and to their husband. Help them to train their children in righteousness. We pray for the children to be obedient to their parents, for this is right. Protect them from the flaming darts of the evil one. We pray for the parents to bless and help them as they instruct their children in a godly way and provide for them everything they need. We pray for all the single parents in the church. Lord, you help them and provide for them to manage their lives and the lives of their children and raise them in the fear of you. Lord, we pray for our siblings to guide them, to provide them their needs. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all the family members who are unsaved. Let us now pray for our jobs. Pray for your boss and colleagues to be saved. Lord, thank you for providing these jobs. Lord, we pray to bless those places of work and our boss. We commit ourselves to obey our earthly masters. Lord, we pray to give them more businesses and income so we can receive our salaries on time, so we can give what is due to you in giving our tithes, offering, and first fruits. Lord, help us to evangelize and use our spiritual gifts to preach your word in our working places. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Let us pray for one another. Lord, we pray for our brethren who are in trouble to provide their needs. Lord, protect them, provide for them, and help them. Lord, heal the sick, give jobs to those jobless, and give wisdom and solution to those who are in troubles. Let us now pray for our neighbors, our colleagues, people back home in our countries, and those whom we are meeting in the streets, in the market, and even in our accommodations, to be saved. Heavenly Father, we pray for the salvation of our friends, co-workers, relatives, and neighbors. We pray for spiritual awakening. Lord, we trust in your power to save them, to open their eyes, their hearts, and minds to the truth of your gospel. In Jesus' name. Let us now pray for the UAE and the extensions of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Indonesia, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Let us pray for the favor of God that He will provide for all the logistic needs, offices, documentation needed, and the rest of the church needs. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the places that you allow the church to expand. Lord, we pray for the salvation of the people in those countries. We pray, Lord, to reveal yourself to them and speak to them in visions and dreams. Stretch out your hands, Lord, and do wonders and miracles in their lives. Lord, we commit ourselves to obey the rules and the regulation in those countries and be good citizens. Lord, we pray to protect all the church congregations and workers. Lord, empower us with the Holy Spirit to reach new people. Lord, we pray that you give us favor and provide for all our needs. Lord, prosper all those places. And so we too, your church will prosper in Jesus' name. Let us pray for the church and for all the ministries of the church. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregation to be planted. Pray for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Pray and commit yourself to serve God. Lord, we pray to bless, to protect, and spread your congregation in other places in the world. Lord, bless the church school, the church banking, church clinic, farming ministry, watchman ministry, the publication, children and youths under their parents, wives under their husbands, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, use all those ministries to bring new people to you. Sanctify all your servants. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, we devote ourselves to go and evangelize and make new disciples. We pray for more souls to be saved in the name of Jesus. Lord, prepare us for your coming to go with you when you come to take us. Let us pray for our service today. Lord, anoint our prayers, our songs, our giving, and your word today to speak to us, to be changed in likeness of you in everything. Lord, we pray for miracles and wonders. Lord, bless our recording and use it to reach the rest of the congregations, families, workers, members, and to reach the lost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord and sing praises unto him.
Prepare the way Presence is more than enough, O Lord God, for us, O Lord God. Better than 1,000 days or whatever hours that is in front of us. If we are not in your presence, Lord, we are nothing. We cannot do anything apart from you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. You are the glorious one. You deserve all the praises, the glory and honor from your people. Glory, glory in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Your in presence of God.
Praise the wonders of your mighty name.
you, oh God, that we will continue to worship you, to honor you. So we will continue to sing praises and worship unto you. We'll continue to serve you. For truly, Lord God, we cannot do anything apart from you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord.
Let us now collect our tithes and offering to God. In Malachi chapter 3, verses 10 to 12, bring ye all the tithes in the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it, and I will rebuke the devourer for your name's sakes. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord. And all nations shall cast you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Lord God, we praise and honor you. Thank you, Lord, for your abundance blessing to us, that we count, that we cannot count it. Lord, as we give what is due for you, bless your people, open the windows of heaven, and rebuke the devourer and their lives for the accomplishment of your word, for the people around them will see that your word is true and blessed by you. Lord, bless this money to help the poor, the needy, and for the furtherance of your kingdom here on earth. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Let us continue our worship to God. I'm reading the message of our overseer, Dr. Ramis. The title is Suffering, Part 1, Following the Good Example of Christ. The title is Suffering, Part 1, Following the Good Example of Christ. And 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 to 23 in King James Version. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his step, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. Lord God, all honor and praises is unto you alone. Lord, as we listen your people to your word, anoint it and convict to abide and be willing to go along your ways to their lives. Lord, give those who hear your word obedient and humble heart to follow you. Anoint my lips, Lord, to read it and emphasize more of your word to your people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Suffering is the one thing that God allowed and ordained for us to pass through. Some people, they were surprised and astonished by God, why God allowed suffering to come into their lives. But the truth is, every human born of woman is ordained for him or her to pass through suffering. The purpose of suffering in our lives is as the following. First, to teach you obedience. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. Here in this scripture is speaking about Christ, that even he was the Son of God, that he learned obedience by the suffering he passed through and what God had allowed of hardship on him while he was on the flesh. Suffering is the hardship that God allowed for you to pass through to discipline you in order for you to learn obedience. Amen. Second, to lead you to crucify your sinful nature. Everyone should pass through the cross of Jesus to crucify his own sinful nature. The purpose of each trial of suffering is to crucify part of our The purpose of every trial of suffering is to crucify part of human flesh. every time you pass through suffering like sickness, hardship, pain, hard work, working over long hours, losing big amount of money, losing a people near to you through death or separation, or having problem and dispute with certain people. Through all these painful events, God is cutting off some of you sinful flesh, like cutting your emotions, your bad habits, your gossips, cutting your watching TV and the rest of the media that you're involved with, cutting certain types of food or certain taste, and the rest until you are cleansed from the works of the flesh and can testify in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
Amen.
Third, to keep you from becoming conceited. God allows suffering in your life to humble you and prevent you from being proud and boastful. Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, and lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. God allowed a suffering in the life of Paul to prevent him from being conceited. The same might be for you today, that your suffering is a treatment for your pride and arrogance.
Amen.
Before the trial that you are passing through, you are boastful. But after the trial that God allowed you to pass through, you are humble. Fourth, to enable you to live with the grace of God. Suffering will lead you and make you rely more on God's grace and His provision in your life. The Holy Spirit will minister to you through the period of suffering. Paul said about his suffering in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 to 9. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glorify. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. The suffering of Paul with the thorn in the flesh that God allowed to come to him most likely was through his eye sicknesses to cause him struggle in his life and ministry. Paul pleaded to God repeatedly about it, up to three times, to let the thorn in the flesh to depart from him. But God did not remove it, but told him that through his grace, he can handle his life and ministry with that thorn in the flesh, as he said to Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee. In the same way, whatever struggle in your body and limitations in your health, and you are pleading with God to remove, God may remove it. But if not, then God has his grace for you, and he wants you through that grace that is sufficient for you to overcome the struggle that God allowed you to be. My grace is sufficient for thee. And through that grace, then you are victorious in him, and God shall continue to use you to accomplish that purpose that he ordained in your life. For even hereunto where you're called, sometimes you think it's strength for you to pass through suffering, forgetting that God, when he called you, part of his calling is suffering for him. In Philippians chapter 1, verse 29, For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. Your calling to Christ is to believe on him and to suffer for him. Therefore, believing without suffering or to escape suffering is not recognized in Christ. It is easy to believe and follow Christ without suffering, but is attested and approved if you continue to follow Christ and serve him and do his will while you are in the midst of suffering. Those who regress in trials and refuse to cooperate and continue, they are not in Christ. Therefore, take heed, keep your integrity, and continue to follow Christ and serve him while you are in suffering to approve your faith in him. About Christ's suffering, as you read in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 to 23, for even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps, who did not know sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. You will set good example to others when you observe the following in your suffering. Number one, don't sin. Who did no sin? Christ, when he was hung on the cross, did not sin. Therefore, you need to control yourself and continue to live in holiness while you are passing through trials. Sin should not rule over your life. Number two, don't speak bad. Neither was guile found in his mouth. Christ, when he was hung on the cross, did not speak bad words to those who crucified him. Therefore, keep your heart clean and pure toward those who harm you and toward everyone. Control also your mouth and do not utter any bad words to those who harm you. You may describe to them what they did, but do not use bad words and keep your heart clean, and in such you will follow Christ's example.
Amen.
Number three, don't retaliate and threaten others. When he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not. Christ, when he was on the cross, even he is God, did not threaten people with his power and authority. But he behaved as an ordinary man. In the same way, even others sin against you, but you need to control yourself and continue to live in holiness. You can avoid them and move away from their territory to protect yourself, but never think or try to harm them or revenge of the harm that they inflicted on you. You must also know that your retaliation will bring you more pain and more suffering, as well as never use your power and resources to threaten, revenge, and retaliate, but use them to protect yourselves and those who are in Christ with you. Number four, entrust yourself to God who judge right justly, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. Christ, when he was on the cross, surrendered his will to God and was willing to go through that kind of cruel and painful death. He did not revenge or hurt those who harmed him. In the same way, surrender your life, your willful, to God, and do not allow your flesh to manipulate this important period of suffering in your life, but rather be willing to go along the way in style and scenario that God had ordained for you to live. You don't need to revenge of those harm you, but place them in the hand of God, who is able to deal with them and revenge on your behalf. In Romans chapter 12, verse 13, dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. For suffering, as compared to Christ's suffering on the cross, you will pass through three stages. Stage one, the stage before the cross. The time that you would come to know that you are going to face certain suffering or trial in life, as this stage, do not try to avoid or complain or retaliate to be deviated from passing through the cross of Jesus. Some, they suffer at this stage because they will do their best to avoid suffering. And such measures, when they do, shall add more to their suffering. Hard work or a challenge of trial is what God ordained for you to pass through in order that His will and purpose in your life will be achieved. You must know also that the more you avoid passing through it, the more you are suffering. Therefore, do it willingly and without force so that you will suffer less. About Christ in Philippians chapter 2, verse 8, and being found in fashion as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Christ, as He came to know about God's will for Him to pass through in the cross, no one forced Him, but willingly He humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. In whatever trial that God is leading you to pass through, pray and tell God, Lord, I am willing, but please, I need you to help me. God will not allow you to pass through it alone, but the Holy Spirit shall be with you and will bring you in and will take you out of it. Amen. And fulfilling what God had ordained for you. Stage 2, the stage of the cross. This is the time that you find yourself in the midst of the problem and you are on the cross of suffering and you cannot go out of it. What you need to do at this stage is to follow the above 4 steps. First, don't sin. Second, don't speak bad. Third, don't retaliate and threaten others. And fourth, entrust yourself to God who judges justly. Your obedience to the above instruction will secure to you a fruitful and safe outcome of whatever trials that you are passing through. Stage 3, the stage after the cross. This is the stage after you passing through the hard and painful trial. In this stage, you ought to glorify God and magnify Him and thank Him to the painful cross that He allowed you to pass through to cleanse you and make you a better person. Do not be like other people who continue to act negatively and continue to grumble and complain about after passing the stage of the cross. Instead, be able and willing to use the good things of the provisions of the previous trials that you passed through and the present trial that you are in, and use them to glorify God and to testify about His goodness to others. Let us continue to speak about suffering and how to manage suffering in the following example of Christ. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 13 to 14. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king, our supreme, or unto governors, as unto them that are sent by him, for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well. The authorities in the world that God had placed around us and over us, they might be the source for our suffering, by their injustices, rules, and by their abuses. But how the way out? It mentioned in verse 14 about these authorities the following, and for the praise of them that do well. So when you still do right, and ask the following, don't sin, cleanse your heart, and don't speak bad, don't retaliate and threaten others, and fourth, entrust yourself to God who judges justly, then the same people who are bad, they will commend you. Therefore, you need to remember that while you are in the midst of the suffering and hang on the cross of the trial, that in doing you will receive the commendation from those who are the source of your suffering. This is amazing, and this is the truth. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, for so is the will of God that will well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of the foolish man. The foolish men are the evil people who are bringing suffering into your life. And how you will face them? By doing good. And in this way, you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish men. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 16. As free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. You may say, I am free in Christ. But freedom in Christ does not give you freedom to sin or to abuse the grace of God in your life and do evil. The grace of God is given to us to overcome trials in doing good, but not to cover us our sins when we do evil. Peter was writing to the church in Rome who was persecuted, and he told them in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 17, honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. The brethren of the church in Rome were persecuted by the king, and Peter is still reminded them to honor and respect the king, because in doing so, they can silence the attack of devil and can change the attitude of those who persecuted them for their benefit. In the same way, we still need to honor those who are in the government authorities and pray for them and do what is good, as we learn from Christ's example. So we will be blessed by God and commended by the government authority. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 18 to 19. Servants, be subject to your master with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. For this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. Even in facing injustice or abuse, you can ameliorate that by still continuing doing the good, as we learn from Christ's example. And God shall reward you for such kind of action and attitude. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 20. For what glory it is if, when you be buffeted to your faults, you shall take it patiently. But if, when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. When you do wrong, you will receive the penalty that is due for that, and that is correct, and you deserve it. But when you receive the same hurt when you did, and while you are doing good, then that is commendable before God. In this way, you are following and abiding with the same step of Jesus and following his good example. Then you shall be rewarded for all the hurt you receive, and God shall deal with those who harm you. My dear and beloved, let us come to God. Let us humble ourselves and accept the teaching that we receive in this message. Let us humble ourselves and accept the sufferings and the trials that God had placed us in, and let us be thankful to him for the grace that he had given to us to endure them. Let us take heed of the good example of Christ and to follow him and do good, as we learn that from him. Let us honor God by reading the scriptures and applying them in our lives. Let us honor and the government authorities who are above us. Let us surrender ourselves to God. Let us be willing to give up our own will and our plans, and be willing to do the will of God to comply with the plan that he has for us. Let us also be ready to testify about his goodness and what the great things that he had done for us. Let us pray. Kindly raise up. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your grace that you gave to me to endure the trials that you allowed me to pass through. Lord, thank you for the teaching, the rebukes, the correction, and the new way of life that you opened my eyes to follow in my life. Come now to God, repent and renounce all your sins. Repent of your anger, hatred, the grudges you have in your heart, speaking bad words, non-forgiveness, trying to revenge and retaliate with those who harm you. Repent of your lack of submission to authorities. Confess your bad attitude and your bad example to others. Renounce your worldliness and your love for material things. Confess and renounce all the works of the flesh in your life. Repent of your pride, boasting, and arrogance. Repent of your grumbling and complaints. Repent of your unwillingness to serve God and to suffer for Christ. Repent of doing your own will and plan and not the will of God and His plan. Lord, forgive me. I repent of the following sins. Lord, I commit myself to abide with your word in doing your will in whatever you had planned for me. Lord, I'm willing to pass through the way that you ordained for me to pass through. Lord, help me to endure the suffering that I am about to pass through, knowing that it's your will for me in Christ Jesus. Lord, help me to overcome the following trial in my life. Lord, fill me with the Holy Spirit and let your grace be sufficient for me to endure all of that. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for my brothers and sisters who repented and committed themselves to live for you in following your example, Lord Jesus. Lord, protect them from that evil one and fight their enemies on their behalf. Lord, give them more fruit of the Holy Spirit, love, joy, peace, gentleness, kindness, faith, meekness, perseverance, self-control, and long-suffering, so people will see Christ in their lives. Lord, bless them. Sustain them and provide all their needs so they will continue to serve you. Lord, help us as your church to continue to teach according to your word and will. Lord, go before us and lead us to streets, buildings, cities, villages to reach new people, to bring Jesus into their lives, and that our good example life will be attracted to others to know you, to follow you. Lord, refill us once again with the Holy Spirit so that we can go and evangelize and make new disciples and complete the work that you ordained for us to do. Lord, protect us from the evil one and provide our needs to continue to serve you and continue to stand firm for the truth. Lord, help us to plant new Bible studies and new congregations for the church. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory, let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen.